Now that you have listened to peak state elicitation, and you realize that during peak moments of your life, while the environment may have been conducive to eliciting this powerful flow, ultimately, the experience took place in your body. It was a response that you elicited. And it catalyzed all of these wonderful feelings, components. A quiet mind, a completely relaxed body, deep diaphragmatic breathing, full circulation, and an exquisite connection and experience of the world around you. And the driving force of all of these wonderful byproducts is the degree to which you let go, soften and melt. Progressive relaxation. The more you practice relaxing, just like in yoga, the more you stretch, the more open your muscles become, the more you practice relaxing, the deeper that you go. And it's all in your body. Your muscles grow increasingly softer, your breathing increasingly deep, etc. Now you have a clear motivation for continuing a daily meditation practice. The more that you practice, the more you unveil, elicit your experience of this peak state, this flow. The existence of these common characteristics suggests the universality of the state of flow. The fact that flow is achieved by peeling away layers of bodily tension corroborates this point. The reason an elicitation works as well as it does is because of three concepts: your body's perfect memory, fantasy versus reality, and resonance. Your body has a perfect memory. It stores all of your life experiences, memories, and neurological responses. There's a famous psychologist, Erwin Yalom, and his client lost 150 pounds during her time with him. Along the way, she began reliving very vivid memories, both in a dream and waking state. And together they realized that these memories corresponded to when she was last that exact weight. Her body knew. Regression is a widely used body of work in hypnosis. I myself have experienced many clients tracing back current reactions that they are having in their lives to times when they were 15, 10, 5 years old. Because these responses were learned at a young age, and then when the universe provided a similar context, that Pavlovian response was right there to be drawn upon and re-elicited. Now, fantasy versus reality. Close your eyes. Imagine that you're biting into a tart, juicy lemon. Make it real. Open your eyes. Do you notice how you start to salivate? This is your unconscious mind. Your unconscious mind is just your body and your body's reactions to where you put your attention. We have 70,000 thoughts per day, and we react to them as if they are actually happening. All of these phrases in our culture come from our understanding of the unconscious. Pain in the neck, scratching of the head, toes curl, knees buckle, right? These are all bodily responses that happen in very specific situations. So if putting your attention on tasting a lemon can generate a salivary response, what do you think putting your attention on a past peak experience and positive, powerful feelings does to your body? And third is resonance. You make an internal representation of everything that you emit, so everything you think or say, as well as everything that you receive, everything that you perceive or hear. Close your eyes and notice how your body responds to the following words: stress, nervous, frustrated. What did you notice? Now, love, joy, bliss. Because I was generating a miniature response, as I said the words, I have to, in order to reference what it means to me to feel love. And in order for you to understand and derive the meaning of the words, you must make an internal representation of it. We are always eating and being nourished by our words, which is why if you are in a deeply relaxed state and you put your full attention on a peak experience of your life, this neurological response lives in your body and can be regenerated. Perfect memory. Your body thinks that it's happening, fantasy versus reality, and because you are thinking it and emitting it, you begin to regenerate it. And when you relax deeply enough, settle into a full body experience of it. So this work is about training you so you can be inside of this state of flow that you have generated many times before, more often, more frequently, with greater degrees of depth and duration.